Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Yesterday, we went to Huckleberry Railroad in Flint, Michigan, to ride the train and walk around the village. It's always fun to go out there. I remember going there as a kid a few times, and have since taken my son there a few times as well. It was a nice day when we started out, but it got hot when the sun came out and the rain clouds moved on. So after we were done at the village, we went home, and later that night, we watched a Thomas the Tank Engine movie and then went to bed. So that brings us to today's story. We read the story Old Shag, which comes to us from the magazine series Worlds of If, and this short story was written by Bob Farnham. In case you aren't familiar, the Worlds of If magazine, according to Wikipedia, was first published in March of 1952, and the last issue was published in December of 1974. This magazine was published before my time, but I keep coming across it when I look for stories, so I figured I would finally use a story. I'll include a link to the Wikipedia entry in the show notes. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Old Shag. Maybe a guy shouldn't believe everything he hears, but the trouble with some people is that they don't even believe a true story. Let me buy you a soda and tell you about it. After working some years in the baggage room of the local depot, I decided to transfer to the train service and made application for it. The application was approved. I was sent to the city offices for the course of study and training, which all trainmen undergo, and after a time, I was sent out as brakeman on a freight. I stayed for a year and a half. Then I succeeded in being assigned as head brakeman on a fast food special called the Red Ball Special. It made no stop between Chicago and New York except for water and fuel. The big diesel in which I rode as head brakey was a high-speed locomotive used exclusively for hauling the food special. Our first stop was Detroit, where we cut off all but three cars and took on five more scheduled in New York at 9 the next morning. In New York, I strolled along Broadway, gawking at the sights exactly like any other yokel. After a 12-hour rest, the return trip began. I stood in my place in the big diesel till we had cleared for the main line, and then settled back to enjoy the ride. It was close to midnight. I sat at the cab window half asleep, my senses somewhat dulled by the steady rhythm of train movement. I'd finished an extra good cigar and had started to doze off when the engineer gave a low moan and toppled from his seat to the floor of the cab. The fireman, much against the rules, but feeling safe with the engineer and myself to watch in his place, had gone back to inspect a suspected leaking air hose without waiting for the train to stop. I got the engineer back on his seat. He was dead. I tied him in place and then began pulling on the whistle cord like mad. It was not my work to operate a diesel. I'd not troubled to learn. I wondered why the fireman did not get back. I was going to jump, although I didn't like my chances at that speed, when I suddenly discovered a strange man in the cab with me. He was a pretty ordinary little guy, except for a wild, shaggy head of hair. "You chump!" he squeaked at me. Maybe next time you'll obey the rules and not sneak by without finding out things. See that short rod with a spring clip? Squeeze that clip and pull the rod back. Move, you fathead! I did as the shaggy man told me, and felt the speed of the train slacken slightly as the power went off. Now, that brass handle sticking out of that pipe, move it to the right slowly. Slowly, you dunce! 9 cars and the diesel ground slowly to a stop. The wheels shuddered and skidded slightly because of my inexperienced hand, but the train did stop. The stranger noticed in satisfaction, "When you get back home, bone up on things, but right now you go take a close look at the manifest card on the sides of the second and third cars." I jumped to the ground to go back and look at the second and third cars. As I passed the rear of the diesel, I saw why the fireman had not come back to the engine cab. All that was left of him was the lower part of his body. He had slipped, caught one foot, and gone under the wheels. I came to the second car and read the manifest label. My hair stood straight up. The cars were marked Danger, Dynamite, High Explosive. The shaggy man was at my side. "You've got questions, but let me ask you one. Ever hear a story about how if you travel back to the time of an ancestor and you let him die, you never get born?" "What about it?" I said. "It's true," said the shaggy man.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle has earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.